everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of LGA. That is Lit Gaming Arena. For those of you who don't know, my name is Marcus. I am joined by Justin the Nubs.
Wow, that was quiet.
Oh, that was quiet? That was quiet for you? I'll show you quiet when I blow this mic out. And I am also joined by Frost! Let's get this!
All right, welcome to episode 44 of the LGA cast. So now we are over 1 year into this show, and oh shit! What was that? What just happened? Who the hell are you guys?
Where are we? We were supposed to teleport to hell to recruit an army of nightmarish apparitions beyond our wildest dreams.
We're in the middle of recording!
Well, bloody stop it. As we clearly aren't in the abode of Hades himself, you'll have to be our summoned minions instead.
Yeah, so pack up your stuff and let's go. We've got to rescue the crystal of suspicious fluids from the pair of genuine bandits.
Hell nah, I got more important shit to do.
Yeah, we only just started recording.
Right, follow us into battle, or...
Whoa! You just turned Frost into... What the hell?
The dildo, innit?
Ew, it's a slimy tentacle.
Shut up. I can still hear you. This is getting too cringy for me. I'm fucking out.
Okay, you three thick wizarding weirdos. I guess we have no choice. Lead us to these bandits and their beef curtains.
Grief curtains. It's grief curtains. Come on, follow us back to our wizard's tower.
Do you have any secret weapons we can use?
Oh yeah, I've been building this game fuel powered sex robot. It's pretty cool. Through the power of caffeine, it can penetrate anything.
Really? Can it penetrate my...
Either we just lucked out, or every podcast seems to have some kind of magical secret weapon.
Bet Yogscast don't have one.
Fuck Yogscast. Let's clap ass.
I was gonna say a living room wall.
Damn it, who even cares? Let's get in there. I haven't been able to test the Game Fuel Sex Machine, or GFSM, out to see what it can really do.
Enough dick tucking. To the tower!
Okay guys, here's the plan. We're gonna go into these generically spooky woods to look for Grief Burrito. I want us to keep a tight formation. LGA at the front, we'll take it up the rear.
What?
Take up the rear, I said. So yeah, we'll keep a diamond formation. Watch those angles.
So we're basically just a walk into the woods, yeah?
Yes.
Let's shag ass out of here then.
You guys go ahead, I'll just check this sex machine is working properly. Hello, Fisto.
Welcome to Shark Select.
Oh, hello there, everyone. It's me, Winstolf, and welcome to another episode of Shark Select. I am joined, as ever, by Ryan.
Hello.
Hello. And back from his adventures across the world, betwixt the oceans, back with silks and spices from across the globe, it's Stew.
Salam.
So yeah, welcome once again to Shark Select, everyone. We're back to our full strength. Refuse before they get more complaints from listeners, because Stew's back with his unique brand of comedy.
Yeah.
But never mind, it's all good. So, before we get into the actual podcast itself and all the fun things, let's look at the usual boring social media stuff at the start. You can find us on Twitter. Where can you find us, Stu?
At ShartSelectPod.
Ooh! If you go on there, it's full of Stu's sick filth, and it's very funny. We're also kind of on Instagram, but we don't use it anymore, ShartSelectPod. Follow us anyway. Podchaser, that's still important, isn't it? Ryan, you have to speak, you can't just nod.
Hey, we're all just letting you talk. Yeah, alright then. So you can go on to Podchaser, leave us a like and a review, and I'll love you forever.
Ryan will come around your house and physically love you forever.
Yeah, like I said previous episode, I'll do the Buffalo Bill dance to you.
Yeah, man. I want to see that.
Can like forcefully.
Can I come and watch?
Forceful Buffalo Bill dance.
Yeah, like look really aggressive at you while I'm doing it.
Okay. maintain eye contact.
Yeah. Don't blink while I'm doing it.
Like a shark. I'll cover myself in white cotton wool and sit in the bucket and be that dog in the basket in the background.
I thought you said you'd be the lotion.
No, I'll be the dog so you can shout, put the fucking dog in the basket! And Stew could be the lotion. I don't know how it works, just has to get all up in people's grills and make them slimy.
No, it's just cum.
And Stew's back, everybody. We're also on Apple Podcasts, aka iTunes. So if you want to leave us a saucy review on there and use plenty of innuendo, then we'll be your best friends for life. If any of our listeners leave a particularly amorous review, a bawdy review of one of the podcast services, that would be amazing. We'll mention you on the show and just like pester you forever.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a good idea. So that's the boring stuff out of the way. Any other admin stuff we need to talk about?
I'm ready to go, I think.
Yeah, you on Fleek Stew?
Yep.
And, well, I do owe the listeners a promise. I said I would fulfil this episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about the Ryan's surprise. It's not really a surprise because I told you what the next one was going to be.
Luckily, I've already forgotten, so it's still a surprise to me.
Oh, right, okay.
Yay! So, yeah, obviously, if Ryan's not dropped the hint there, it's time for our first section of the podcast. One of my personal favourites, it's Ryan's surprise. Are you excited, Stu?
Yeah.
You sound so excited.
It does, doesn't he?
All right, go on then, Ryan. Hit us with a sexy surprise, you sexy little bastard.
It is Fast and Furious 9.
Already, I'm loving it.
Yeah. Exterior, illegal street, night. Two muscle cars are lined up in an illegal street race. The cars rev their engines. Dominic, a gigantic talking bicep, sits in one car. He yells to the other driver. Dominic. If I get out of a car, I die. The other driver, Osama bin Laden, rolls down his window.
What?
Bin Laden, I am the king of Afghanistan. He revs his car. Rev, rev.
I like that.
Dominic, not for long. He revs his car. Rev, rev, rev. A sexy individual stands between the two cars holding a racing flag. When you both say the current year at the same time, the race begins. The drivers stare down at each other. They lock eye contact. 2001. You might be able to see where this is going. The cars drive off, burning rubber and melting steel beams.
Oh no.
The sexy individual coughs and then removes a mask. We see it is George W. Bush.
Oh no.
The famous painter, he cackles. Exterior, New York City.
Oh, God.
A city that never sleeps except when it does. We see a helicopter shot of the city. And then we see the two cars illegally racing down the street, heading straight for the Twin Towers.
Oh, my God.
The towers rev. Rev, 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 rev. Bring it on, bitches. We cut to black and see the title card. Fast 9/11.
Oh my God, Ryan.
Maybe I can't. Oh. Maybe we should not use that.
No, it's out there. I mean, it's always edgy and cool to do 9/11 jokes, right? Oh my God. First of all, we apologise to any American listeners who may find that offensive. But come on, it's a Fast sequel. They're all getting a bit over the top now, aren't they? I should have knew what was happening the moment you said Osama bin Laden, to be fair. Wow, that is something else, Ryan. Fucking hell. Yeah. That is a surprise.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Wow, there's all I can say to that.
It was a bit taboo, that one, wasn't it?
It was. It was very edgy. Very edgelordy.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I only read the title, so then as I'm going through it, I was getting a bit more uncomfortable.
So you didn't know as you went?
No.
That's even better. I hear you were like, oh, as you went through. Oh, that's excellent. So yeah, I was going to apologies to our listeners. Yeah, but there we go. That was Ryan's very surprising surprise this week. Ryan's controversial surprises. What do you think of it, Stu?
I liked it.
It was pretty fucking sweet, wasn't it? I'm just lost for words. I'm sorry. I'm a bit shell-shocked. It's like, wow. Fuck.
I know, yeah. But, I mean, it was 18 years ago, so...
Yeah, well, fucking hell, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Time to feel old with Chart Select. That was like our first week of college, Stu, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? I remember when one of the lecturers came running out, it's like, oh, you can watch what's happening in New York in here. I was like, oh, great, okay.
He said, like, look, mate, I'm not being funny.
but you've got to come in here now. Someone's flying planes into buildings in New York.
Ooh, that's what he said.
I was in high school and some guy come out to me randomly from his house. And when you get home, put the news on. Make sure your parents are watching the news. It's like, okay.
Yeah, were you just coming home from the year 8 GCSEs because you were like super clever in high school?
I was in year 8, you creeper.
I wasn't watching you. Yeah. No, I must say, like, you were like super clever, weren't you?
I only did a couple in year 10.
See, that's magic. Ryan is the intellect of this podcast.
You wouldn't think so, though, would you?
No, I don't. Well, not after that. Fucking hell, no. Okay, so that was Ryan's surprise. It's just taken me a few minutes to recover from that, guys. I am sorry. Yeah, let's move on to the main feature for this week. It's one we've been looking to do for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. As
I say, because it's something that's sort of become our thing.
Well, as the tower's productivity has increased, there's a vacancy available.
Oh, yeah, there is. We need a new wizard in the Wizard's Tower. Yeah, this week is all about who are the best wizards, mages, sorcerers, and other such magical folk.
That can come and intern for us in the HR department.
Yeah, or they can work in the canteen. Or they can magic turkey twizzlers and things like that.
Oh, imagine that. Magic back turkey twizzlers back into existence.
Yeah, after Jamie Oliver killed them.
Yeah, the cunt.
He's a fucking dick, isn't he? Just for our non-UK viewers, Jamie Oliver is a monster who went into schools. He was allowed in, like, he just walked into them. Then he killed turkey twizzlers. He just went in there and fucking shot them in the head. And now children have to eat lettuce and old tomato.
Yeah, lettuce day. Twizzlers, don't they? That's what they have.
Lettuce twizzlers and sadness. Can I have a side of sadness with my lettuce twizzlers, please, Jamie? Of course you fucking can, you fucking cunt. Pucker! Because he's a dick. That's what I've got to say about Jamie fucking Oliver. So without any further ado, let's jump in. Do you want to do a jingle for you today? Oh, here we go. Stew's come home. He's a scary creature. Just in time for the main feature. I'm a little goblin. Thanks, goblin. Cheers, mate. There you go. I hired that goblin. Did you like it?
Why does he have to say that he's a goblin, though?
Because he's got a serious identity problem. People keep saying he's a gremlin. It's racist as hell. He's a goblin. So yeah, wizards, mages, and other such magical kin. Right, so first of all on the mages list, of course they have to be number one, don't they? We've talked about them often enough.
Yeah, well, we've talked about one often enough.
Yeah. From Dark Messiah.
He's already got a solid seat within the Wizard's Tower.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's the one that opens all the post. So yeah. one might say he's the bill payer. From Dark Messiah, Heroes of Might and Magic, was it called? I believe
yes.
It was. It's Master Fenrig and his friend, who looks just like him but is a palette swap, Master Menelag.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't need any intro, but these guys are the best wizards because they've got shocking voice acting.
Yeah. They don't really do anything.
No, they don't.
Except Fenrig has a disciple.
Disciple.
Which is who you play as, which is Zara.
Menelag's just a palette swap. Doesn't he die?
Yeah.
I think he gets murdered.
Spoilers.
Well, yeah. It's an old game. Suck it up.
palette swap.
I was going to say as well.
Palette swap.
Just a random thought about my Dark Messiah, Heroes of Might and Magic, whilst I'm thinking on about it. Do you remember one of the first missions when those mercenaries attack Master Menelag's house?
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically breaking in and murdering people in their beds. And when you attack them, they run away going, guards!
They do,
I was
yeah.
just going to say that. Guards!
It's yeah. like, you do know you're the ones in the wrong. The guards are going to arrest you.
I fucking love that game because you can punt people downstairs.
And into spikes.
Yeah.
That are just randomly...
Like into bookshelves and that. It's pretty good.
Yeah, Master Fenrig. I just sent you off on your quest and you never saw him again. Yeah, but yeah, Master Fairy, Master Menelag, excellently bad voice acting. Lovely palette swaps. Love them. And they've also got a demon that possesses Sarath, who's got an equally bad voice.
Called Zana.
Master. Pupil.
Pupil.
That's it. So what's that supposed to mean? What exactly are you insinuating here? That he's fucking his niece?
Might be.
I did no such thing.
Yeah, they actually sound the same as well, Menelag and Fenrig.
They're the same bloody person. I see, Ryan, you put Sarath himself as well.
Well, yeah, technically, because if you get all your talents in that, and if you choose to do so, you can go down the wizard path.
And you too could be like Master Fenrig.
Yeah, and in Dark Messiah, the spells look fucking great. when you're making the spells and stuff.
Yeah, it's really good. Shaping them.
Yeah, like you shape the fireball.
Was it Dark Messiah where if you were casting the frost spell, like he was carrying around a blue fist?
Yeah, he crossed his fists together and then so it went all frozen. And then when you cast it, you just pushed it out, but it did look like you had two fists on sticks that you were running close to your chest.
He would just walk around with a pair of fist dildos crossed over.
Well, yeah, it could, but they were all icy, so it must have kept in the freezer.
Icy dildos, Sarath.
Yeah, frostburn.
Never insert them, Sarath. You won't get them back out. Put it that way, son.
It's like licking a frosty pole with your butt.
Sticking a frosty pole up your ass, Sarath. Anyway, that's enough of that. So next on the list we've got Morrigan from the lovely Dragon Age series.
I'm not pouring hot water on your ring piece, Sarath.
Not again, Sarath. You dirty little cunt. So Morrigan from Dragon Age was an apostate.
She was also exile.
She was a scruffy wizard lady that lived in the swamp. That's all I recall. She was a bit gothy and she was very sassy. A bit catty, I don't even go as far as to say.
She also into the dark magic.
Yeah, she was dead naughty, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Like, dead naughty.
And also you could shag her. Like, ooh, and get her pregnant and then she'd run off with your child.
Didn't she have a mum that was a dragon as well?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Well, she was a shapeshifter.
Was she called Brenda?
I don't know what she was called.
The guy with F, Faroth or Fargoth or something like
that.
It
wasn't Fargoth, that was that fucking wood elf from Morrowind.
Which one?
The one that couldn't find his ring.
Oh, him! Fucking prick. Can you help me find my ring? Fuck off.
Oh yeah, speaking of Elder Scrolls.
Oh yeah?
We got noticed, didn't we?
Oh! Senpai has noticed us, I forgot to mention this.
More than Senpai.
Senpai's.
He's like, no. Where's fucking Johnson, innit?
Is he more Senpai than Pat Sharp, though?
Yeah.
He's on a level. I can't
say... There's more, I reckon. Have you seen the work he's done? I'm like, fucking hell.
Have you seen Funhouse? Don't be putting down Pat Sharp. Have you seen his 90s mullet? You watch your fucking tone, Ryan. Come round anyway, here. Come round here. Don't you anyway me. Stu, tell us about the being noticed by Senpai.
Yeah, so I just did a random tweet saying that like a podcast wish would be to talk Elder Scrolls and trade impressions with Wes Johnson and the Lefavre bros, and they both liked the tweet.
That is up there, isn't it? That
yeah, is. I mean, for those that you don't know, Wes Johnson was the voice of Shea Gorath, Lucian Lachance, and all the Imperial Guards.
Stop, thief!
Stop, you violated the law!
That's the one.
And a load of other stuff, he was in like Fallout and all that.
So he was the voice of Hieronymus Lex?
He was.
The most disappointing character in the whole of Oblivion.
It was a great... And the Grey Fox. So he's the voice of both of them, so they could have easily put it into the story that Grey Fox was Hieronymus Lex, but they didn't.
One day we'll fix Oblivion.
It just turned out to be some fucking random count with Vanville that no one ever heard of.
Yeah, everyone had forgotten about him because he was a cunt.
Yeah, prig.
Dickhead. Fucking bellend. But anyway, yeah, there we go. So we've been noticed. We're going up in the world, guys. So who's next? This guy with a cool name. Go on, one of you guys tell me this one.
Oh, it's Medivh from Warcraft.
Go on, tell me all about Medivh.
He was the... If you've seen the film, he's the guardian. He's like arch-wizard.
Ooh.
And he's got his own tower.
Ooh. Is it bulbous? Is that a bulbous tip?
No, it's just a tall tower, a load of spikes and stuff. Oh, anyway, it gets corrupted by Sargeras, big powerful demon fella. And then he helps create the dark portal to bring the orcs into the world.
Oh, okay, that's where the orcs came from.
Yeah, and then on the other side of that was Gul'dan, who was an evil orc warlock.
Oh, nice.
And then they worked together through Sargeras to build the Dark Portal, and then the orcs invaded.
The orcs being the green, thick boys of Warcraft.
So, Medivh was pretty badass as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, you like him because he summoned a lot of thick boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's not to
And
love?
His faithful disciple, Khadgar, a.k.a. Dadgar.
Dadgar?
Yeah.
Is he like just a dad?
No, well, he looks after you throughout one of the expansions, basically.
Yeah, fair play, Dadgar then, yeah.
And then he replaced Medivh when Medivh was evil and he killed him.
Fair enough. Yeah. Warcraft's got a pretty convoluted storyline, hasn't it? Anyway, Stu, tell us what you think about these Warcraft people.
I don't really know too much about them, to be fair. This has all happened since I stopped playing.
Oh, really?
Well, it's not.
It hasn't.
It hasn't. Ryan's calling you.
I don't remember any of them.
Ryan's calling you, Stu.
What? You remember the Karazhan expansion?
Yeah, I never did it.
Yeah, well, Medivh was at the top of that.
Oh, okay.
And it's lore, Stu. Jesus.
Right, before you start fighting over Warcraft, who the hell's Jaina Proudmoore?
This is another wizard from World of Warcraft.
Is it, what's this one?
She's a filthy alliance woman.
Ugh.
But she's like ridiculously powerful. Okay. So I just put the name in there, but I wouldn't have her in here because she's alliance.
We don't want to talk about her.
Yeah, so we'll just rule her out. Rule her application out straight away.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Throw it in the fucking trash.
Yeah.
But we have to make sure we're made to look like it's for a reason, guys. It's discrimination in the workplace if you say it's because she's an alliance.
But one of my deciding factors on who gets recruited into it is how well their name sounds in wizard language. So,
no, it's
like,
true.
Khadgar.
Yeah, sounds true. Quite if good. They were called Derek, it wouldn't quite work the same, would it? Now, next up is, you're the wizard, Harry! It's fucking Hagrid, isn't it? Yeah. He's big, he's Robbie Coltrane, he's got a beard, and he says, oh, I wasn't supposed to say that a lot.
Yeah.
He's just a big bumbling oaf, isn't he? I mean, I suppose he really is. Oh, he's a wizard, because he's got a magic umbrella.
He's got a wand as well.
His penis, isn't it?
Hey, I was going to lead into that one a bit there, Stu, but you just dropped it in and ruined it. I was going to say, some say he has shown some of the kids his wand.
You're a wizard, Harry. I'm a what?
Come on, look at
a wizard!
For fuck's sake, Harry, listen to me!
That's the Glaswegian Harry Potter, isn't it?
Yeah, anyway, I don't think Hagrid would fit in the tower because it may be a bit too big.
You're a cunt lion!
Are you saying he's too thick?
Too big, too clumsy. He's half giant, isn't he? Fucking huge.
You don't get much thicker than that, I suppose, do you? And he's a pretty thick boy.
So are you saying you have a limit in thickness?
I'm just thinking for size of walking around the tower, that's all.
It's a very big tower.
We'd have to increase the girth of the tower.
Yeah, just use magic to increase its girth.
Yeah, but then you just don't want to turn it to look like a chode or something, do you?
Ryan, what are you on about?
Yeah, it does, right, it's just a tower.
It's a tower, you fucking weirdo. Why are you comparing it to a
chode? I mean, it's in description-wise where it'd be wider than it is long.
Oh, right, okay. Like a bungalow tower.
Yeah, exactly. Then like, it wouldn't be a tower anymore, would it?
The wizard's bungalow.
It's just like a wizard's mushroom, wouldn't it?
The wizard's mushroom house. Oh my god, where are we going with this? So next up is the man himself. It's Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. This is himself. He's got glasses. He's
no, Potter.
Fuck you, Potter. You insufferable.
Yeah, but cunt. No, but Harry Potter is a fucking shit wizard.
He's a shit friend as well.
I thought he was just going to say Harry Potter's a shithouse and I wouldn't have agreed with you.
Oh, he is a shithouse. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a shit wizard. He casts hardly any spells and he's always going to Hermione for fucking help.
Yeah, he goes off
to... He's a shit wizard.
He goes crying to Hermione. Oh, Hermione, save me.
Accio bum.
Wingardium Leviosa. Yeah, so he's a little dick, quite frankly. He's horrible to his friends. He fucks them off the first chance he gets. He's always whinging about Gary Oldman all the time.
Gary Oldman,
yeah. He's just a bit of a cock, isn't he? And he's all Gryffindor. Ooh, 10 points for Gryffindor. Fuck off, Harry Potter. Fucking teacher's pet, little bastard. Like he didn't use his magic for sick things whilst he was in Hogwarts, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, like he didn't go and sit in the bloody toilets with his invisible cape on.
Yeah, all those teenagers together, all those... It's going to get weird, isn't it?
Fucking wanking each other off under that invisible coat.
Definitely, that's like, what's what was happening. Then you got Hagrid trying to show him his wand every 5 minutes.
Yeah, getting a bit taboo. Let's do it in the corridor where everyone's walking past us. Just poke the fucking mushroom tip out and then jerk everywhere and then tuck it back into the fucking cloak again.
Fucking hell, wanking up Professor Snape's cloak as he works past.
Just wiping it on the fucking back of his cape.
Looks like I've got a bit of ectoplasm on my cloak.
Yeah,
Potter. He's next on our list. It's Snape, innit? He's never washed his hair by the looks of things.
Snape, innit?
Snape, innit?
Yeah. I would love to have Snape in the fucking thingy because it's none other than that cool actor name I forgot what his name
is. Alan Rickman. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, it's none other than Alan Rickman.
Yeah, you'd struggle to have him in the tower now, right?
That's what I mean.
Unless you're a necromancer.
Well, you could be. You'd walk around going, Ryan. And it'd be like really off with you all the time.
None of us could do a decent Alan Rickman voice. Either.
I am your master for the dark arts, teacher. No, I can't
do
it. All I can do is... No. All I can really say is Potter.
No.
No, Potter.
Cowboy. That's what Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yay. Motherfucker.
Do you remember that bit in Die Hard?
Motherfucker.
No, he says it, he goes, motherfucker.
Do that bit in Die Hard where he's pretending he's a hostage. And he's going, no, please don't shoot me, in a weird voice.
10 points if you could tell me what he says his name is.
Bill Clay or something.
It was actually Bill Clay.
Yeah, true. Please don't shoot me. It was like Luke Skywalker in Empire Strikes Back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, but that was his first acting job, so...
It's not true! That's impossible! Oh, God, that was cringy. I love Mark Hamill, but that was really weird. Mm. Right, okay, so that's Snape, fucking right. Next up, fucking prick, Solas from Dragon Age. Remember him?
No.
Baldy elf prick from Inquisition.
Oh, wait, yeah, was he...
Oh, no, I didn't play Inquisition, because it was wank.
He was a dry, unpleasant, snarky little twat. And there was actually a dialogue path where you could punch him in the face, and it was really rewarding.
Oh, right.
He turned out...
Yeah, he was crap, wasn't he? He didn't do anything.
Yeah. I think if you played your cards right, you could actually end up being a baddie, but...
Well, all right, then. So, speaking of fucking prick wizards from Dragon Age, what about Anders? Remember him?
Anders.
From Dragon Age 2.
He was the gay wizard, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him. I remember...
He was like an underground bloody medic, yeah.
Simon the Sorcerer, remember him?
No.
No.
He was from a really old point-and-click game from back in the day. He was a very famous mage early on, that guy was. He just had adventures, I think. I can't remember much about it, because I was a kid when I played it. But he went around solving mysteries in a point-and-click style. As did Rincewind from the Discworld games.
Yeah, so we could have Rincewind in here, but you'd have to ask... we'd have to feature Eric Idle every episode, and I don't think he'd want to be part of Shark Select.
No, I think he'd hate it.
Yeah.
He's too busy being part of Killer Rabbit, though, isn't he, Eric Idle?
Oh, is he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so what's next? Mickey Mouse and Donald Fuck from World of Illusion.
Yeah, they're fucking shit stage wizards, though, weren't they? They're just magicians, them.
Yeah, it worked, though, didn't it? They made people, like, fold up into butterflies and things.
Yeah, only with a fucking whip of a towel.
I don't think that sparks are coming off the anything. I think it's probably, like, sweat and cum.
Yeah, probably was. Mickey Mouse has got some weird shit going on, hasn't he? Not as weird as Donald Duck, though. Fucking weirdo.
Yeah, like, yeah, put some pants on, you fucking sicko.
Yeah, why does he wear a towel when he goes for a shower? But...
Why... And right, he doesn't wear any pants around his nephews, and makes his nephews not wear pants as well.
It's all a Scrooge McDuck. Yeah. He's guilty.
We know something's going on because Mickey Mouse wears pants.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse is like, what the fuck is?
So it's not as if pants don't even exist in Disney.
Do you reckon Mickey Mouse is like, you ducks are fucking weird in the background?
Yeah, but then Mickey's walking around with no top on. Who does he think he is?
He's just like some scally from down near the shop. And the moment the sun hits here in Northern England, and they all come out with no tops on, like,
well, they'll have the t-shirts tucked into the back pocket of the trousers.
Yeah, like if they have to reach them in an emergency, they're there for them.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Elder Scrolls magicians. I've just put all these in one bracket because I want to talk about the magic system in Elder Scrolls games and how it's terrible.
I liked it in Oblivion because you had the RB was like magic, so you had. Sword, shield, and you could still cast magic like all in one go.
Yeah.
But they replaced it with shout in Skyrim, so you had to alternate between.
That's right, yeah. And in Morrowind, you had to run around with your arms out.
Yeah.
Like in a kind of magic claws pose.
Yeah.
But you could go and stroke Gwaz.
Yeah.
Using it.
You had to equip your hands, didn't you, in Morrowind?
Yeah, equip your hands.
But what I would like to do is, I would like to play Skyrim VR. And do magic, because you could dual wield, but you don't have to aim at the same target.
That is good, then. That's what you're wearing.
Yeah, like, on either side, you can shoot stuff.
And is it me?
Oh, speaking of VR, I had to go on a VR thing in Bahrain.
Yeah?
I got well into it. Well, it's like these little robot things. You had to shoot zombies.
Ooh. What was it on?
But yeah, I was doing a RoboCop shooting, like, one-handed, like, spinning around shooting stuff.
Like that.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
But yeah, it's weird. I didn't think I'd get that immersed into it, but after, like, a couple of minutes or so, you're in that world.
Was it on PSVR, or was it in an arcade or something?
No, it's in an arcade. It's like a proper VR experience. Like, it was like a four-player thing.
That sounds well.
It's like this, like, little room thing.
Jeez, adventures around the world sound very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm a bit jealous. So yeah, another part of Elder Scrolls Magicians, just to come back to this briefly, was that there's so much cool armour and stuff in the game, but if you wanted to be 100% mage, you had to wear robes. Because robes was the only thing that buffed your magic stats.
That's true, though, isn't it?
It's annoying, though. What? Wear a cool armor and be a mage. Why have to walk around wearing a dressing gown?
You could be a battle mage.
You could be. If you want to do all the sick magic stuff, you have to be a magey mage, didn't you?
I played through Oblivion before, obviously, Skyrim came out. I made a battle mage. So I wore, heavy armor, but I had a mage hood and a battle axe and then casted spells.
You managed to get into work, then. You're magic at games, though, you are. When you play Assassin's Creed, your character never just randomly jumps off things and gets caught.
No.
Or stops against walls with his hands on it, like Ryan always did. Like,
see?
Kissing chimneys.
Yeah. Ryan made it look easy. My Ezio was off kissing the chimney somewhere. Whilst the guards move in on him. There's that stupid fucking assassin again. Oh, speaking of Assassin's Creed-style plot madness, Ryan, remember your Ryan surprise from, I think it was last week, National Treasure?
Yeah.
I actually watched National Treasure the other night.
How many characters did Nicolas Cage play?
All of them.
Yeah, that's right then. Yeah, it's the right version then.
And the hacker character was pretty much as you described it in Ryan's Surprise.
Was it?
Dropping computer references all the time.
This is an MS Word.
Yeah. That's what it was like. I immediately thought of Ryan's Surprise while I was watching it. Not this week's though, fucking hell. Fair enough. Next up we've got, and I see we've just written Dumble Cunt.
Dumblecunt's going to say a few words.
Which is, of course, he's Dumbledore, isn't he? He works on words.
Professor McGonagall, you wrinkly bitch.
You're a fucking animal.
It's Dumblecunt, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He's Richard Harris, and then Richard Harris died, and then he's Michael Gambon.
So not only can he resurrect, he can transform into an angrier version of himself.
I like it when you just kept telling people off all the time. Or just being a cheeky little scamp, like you go, ooh, Gryffindor have been a bit naughty, but because Harry was a good boy, have an extra 5 points, Harry. Just enabling him, his dickhead activities. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, he's definitely doing stuff, weren't he?
Stu, what are we suggesting? That Dumbledore is...
Harry spent a lot of time in Dumbledore's office.
Yeah, looking at his...
extracurricular activities.
Do you want to stroke my phoenix, Harry? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Harry, I'll give you 5 points if you polish my wand.
Wow. 5 points to Gryffindor!
Expecto Patronum!
I like that one, that's good. Expecto Patronum! Anyway, enough of that shit. Moving briefly on. Planeswalkers. You guys need to talk me through this one.
So Planeswalkers are from the Magic the Gathering universe, and they are incredibly powerful spellcasters that can walk between the planes, if you will, yeah. So I did get a full list of, loads of them, but I've trimmed it down a bit, or Stu told me to trim it down a bit.
Yeah, there's loads, isn't there? But there's only, there's main ones called Gatewatch.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, there's, a main group in there.
Yeah, but I'll just read a few out so you'll get an idea of which ones I'm talking about, because they are pretty sick.
Go on, then.
So you've got Ajani Goldmane, who is a lion fella.
Ooh.
It is an Auromancer who can heal living creatures and purify the corrupted.
I thought it was an Auromancer. I thought this was getting weird.
Auromancer.
He can work magic. That's just you, isn't it? He can work magic with his mouth.
Yeah. Got Chandra Nalar, who is a Pyromancer from Kaladesh. But she got so angry, she set on fire.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. We don't want her in the Wizard's Tower. Imagine how much fucking mess she'd cause. Master Ferrig is interested in that Auromancer, though.
You've got... one of my favourite planeswalkers, although he's blue, but Jace Bellerin is a powerful and intelligent telepath who can create illusions, control memories, and possesses clairvoyant abilities.
Massively powerful, though.
Yeah.
I'm interested to tell, even though he's blue, do you have a thing against blue people?
No, he's a blue planeswalker, so he uses blue magic for Magic the Gathering.
Imagine Ryan just got pictures of Smurfs and things from Avatar on as well.
Yeah, with knives on him. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, blue people!
There's another one as well, Kaya, the assassin with the ability to become partially incorporeal, allowing her to slip through solid items and touch and assassinate spirits.
Ooh!
So some of them are pretty cool.
Assassinating spirits, I like this.
Yeah.
This is quite good, to be fair. Yeah. What about Stu's favourite?
Stu's favourite is here.
Go on,
it's currently de-sparked, Stu.
What's that mean?
I don't know, but it's what's written here. Nicol Bolas, right? We can't really have him because he's an ancient... Elder Dragon, who possesses a wide array of abilities, including telepathy, necromancy, and energy manipulation abilities.
So we're saying he's a dragon first, then a mage.
He's a fucking dragon. Dragon planeswalker, yeah.
Yeah, he'd just take over the tower and fill it full of gold, wouldn't he?
He'd just, perch on top of it.
Yeah, and then he'd get his arse over the slit chimney in the top and burn his arse off.
Yeah.
You won't like it at all.
Ow, my arse!
That's what you'd definitely say.
Yeah. Well, so I'll just read out one more for you.
Go on.
Well, a couple more. I've got Sarkhan Val. He's a dragon whisperer who can summon and communicate with dragons. And is also pyrokinetic.
That sounds pretty good.
So they are pretty cool, aren't they, some of them?
Yeah, I'd say there's some clever designs there. Magic the Gathering. It was always a bit too complex for me, but...
And the last... Another one I got. Tezzeret is an artificer and possesses a magical artificial arm. And he can create and manipulate various metals and give life to objects.
So fair enough. There's a whole lot of planeswalkers there.
So there's like 7 pages of them I've got here.
I imagine interviewing them must be a nightmare for Master Fenrig and Wizard 1 and 2, though.
Oh, or you've got Sorin Markov. He's got a cool name. Is an ancient vampire that does mostly blood magic and create artificial life, drain or restore other creatures' life forces and project dark energy.
That sounds kind of sexy, like he drains people of their energy.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what you practice, isn't it? Cum magic.
Stew.
Seamancer.
Seamancer. They're called seamancers. Good lord. You savage. Right. Okay, so next up, we have to say him. He has been in games. Motherfucking Gandalf. He's the OG wizard, isn't he? He's the master. I would say, to be fair, they probably couldn't hire him because they'd be too intimidated by him. Because he, like, first of all, he's Gandalf the Grey and he has a fight with the demon. And then he comes back and he's Gandalf the White and he's got a sword.
So, don't you mean he's in a party? He leaves a party to kill the demon solo to get all of the loot and levels. And then next time you see him, he's got new armour and a new weapon.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You're right, actually.
So he fucked everybody off to get all the loot.
It's like an RPG, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bastard. Yeah. And he comes back later on with loads of elite gear and everything.
Yeah, look at all my elite gear. You're like, bastard, could have shared that.
Fucking Gandalf, you sandbagging twat. That's why no one plays MMOs with him anymore.
Yeah, fucking ninja.
He's not a ninja, he's a wizard.
Loot ninja.
Oh, right. Well, fair enough in those cases. No, I refuse to hire him. Merlin, someone's put, he's a good wizard. He's like an ancient wizard.
No, this is more the Disney Merlin.
From The Sword in the Stone?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the same one, isn't it?
He's got to tidy it up anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And he helped King Arthur.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
He helped King Arthur find a sword in a lake, in a stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Merlin, he's pretty cool.
He can polymorph, can't he? Turn into little animals and that.
He sounds fucking rad. Although, imagine the jokes you could play, like when Master Fenrig's on the toilet and there's a mouse watching him do a poo. It's like, for fuck's sake, Merlin.
No, Merlin, not again. I'm trying to curl one off.
He gets all his stuff and he shrinks it into a little tiny briefcase to take it with him. He's got some cool spells.
He's a greedy wizard.
Yeah.
I won't mess with him. Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat! Dun 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 dun, etc. He's one of my all time favourites. I fucking love him as Shang Tsung, mate.
Go on, say it.
Your soul is mine!
That was a pretty tame one.
Your soul is mine! Tell you what, you could have my soul anytime you liked.
Our soul?
Whoa! Nobody said that. You shut up. Literally. I fucking love the next one, Stu. Go on.
Yeah, I put this one. Santa.
He is a fucking wizard.
Right, yeah, because he's got little minions, hasn't he?
Yep, he has, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a tall, pointy hat.
He has, it's true.
A big grey beard.
Yep.
And the magic of Christmas.
Yes, the highest form
of... You tell me that Santa's not a wizard.
He's definitely a wizard. Do you reckon Christmas magic is like blood magic?
Yeah, I reckon he just sacrifices elves.
Yeah, he sacrifices thousands of elves every year to get enough magic up to do his Christmas run.
Yeah, to make all the Xboxes and PlayStations.
And they all fucking love it. They're like, okay, Santa, sure thing. And he just murders them all out back.
Yeah.
Like,
they have a big... And on Christmas Eve, that's when they have a big orgy, because that's the last time they get to enjoy life. And then Christmas Eve is when all the rituals and sacrifices are.
Yeah, it's like that cave scene from The Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But with, like, sweaty elves. And then just Santa in the middle.
Who's next?
Right. The next is the King of Worms.
Ooh.
Manny Marco.
Oh my god, I remember this guy.
Yeah, the necromancer fella from Oblivion. Building up to him, I thought, oh, this guy's going to look fucking cool. And it's just a high elf.
Yeah, they were building them up for ages and ages.
It's just a high elf with a necromancer's fucking robe on.
Yeah, it's just some turd in a black dressing gown in the cave, like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, it's like one-shot kill. Like, oh, yeah, that was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was really disappointing. He's not getting the job in the Wizard's Tower. He's shit.
Last two now. We've got the The dragon priests from Skyrim. But you don't want them because they're all dead.
Well, I don't want them then. No, I don't want corpses.
Wearing them wooden masks.
I remember those. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the guys up on the mountain that teach at you. Not them.
Oh, the ones from Mouth of the World.
Not them ones. It's not what you mean.
No.
Who are they then? Tell me about them.
The ones that you find the masks of them. And they come summoning up and they look all...
Yeah, the fucking meatheads,
yeah.
Fucking meatheads. Fair enough. I don't. Can you steal their masks and get powers off them?
Yeah.
That does sound familiar then, actually, yeah. Was it all one of the expansions, that?
No.
No.
It's in the main game.
Fair enough. It's been years since I played it, so that's on me. Any other wizards we want to mention?
I've just got one more I've just added in now. The Red Witch from Game of Thrones. Whatever she's called.
Oh, yeah. She...
Melisandre.
Melisandre?
Yeah.
She gave birth to a shadow monster.
Gets her tits out a lot.
She gets her boobies out.
Yeah. So for them reasons alone, we should get her in the tower.
Ryan, if you... You're the bawdiest man today.
Oh, get your fucking tits out, Melisandre. Get there in the fucking tower. Show me your fucking tits, love. All right. Show me your fucking tits.
Ryan's turned into some kind of generic normal.
Deviant.
Man. Yeah. Degenerate, quite frankly, Ryan. So, once we recover from that, Ryan's on one today. There's 9/11 jokes and everything.
Yes,
he's lost it, he has. Something wrong with you. Which wizard's going to get the job then, guys?
I think Santa Om, really.
Santa Om. I think Santa Om.
The contracts are going to be like sky high.
Yeah, I reckon.
Shang Tsung, I reckon.
No, he's evil, isn't he? He's evil.
Sorry?
He'll transform into you and then like do some sexual acts on Stu and then... Come back, and then Stu will be coming onto it, and you'll be like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Shang Tsung!
Yeah, you see?
Yeah, you're right.
Or, I reckon Dadgar, because he's a nice fella.
Dadgar? What do you reckon?
Or Merlin, because they're both nice fellas.
I think Merlin would be most useful.
So it's Master Fenrir.
Can you remember his song for his lickety, whatever it's called, for shrinking stuff?
Merlin is me.
The only thing I remember about Merlin properly is Merlin.
Not to be confused though with the TV programme Merlin, where it was played by a 17-year-old boy.
Yes.
Not that guy.
Lord of shit.
So we're thinking Merlin can get a job with them then, yeah?
Merlin.
He's only working in the canteen anyway, so it's not like it's anything special.
Yeah, it depends if he wants to come out of retirement, doesn't it?
Washing up would be easy for him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there you go then, that's his job.
Oh shit. What about Mickey Mouse from the Sorcerer's Apprentice thing?
Oh yeah,
he's still a magician though, isn't he?
I wouldn't trust him one fucking bit. Like that, making loads of broomsticks happen.
Yeah. Yeah, he could do that. Imagine if he tried to do that with your collection of dildos, Stu. They'd be fucking everywhere,
It wouldn't be brooms that would be dancing around the tower.
Yeah, the smell would be bad enough by itself.
It's like duplicating dildos everywhere. There's only so many places you can hide them.
Master Fenrir's collection of vibrating ticklers.
Yeah.
Wandering around the... Oh, no. How embarrassing as they're walking around the tower.
Oh, the PlayStation 6 ones.
Mickey Mouse, you knob. Look what you've done. Yeah, it'd be terrible. So that was Wizards, everyone. Wow. Good discussion, guys. So next up, it's a classic part of the podcast where we engage with you, the listener, called... Go on, Ryan, take it away.
What people responses?
What people responded? It's a part of the podcast where you, the listeners, write in and we read out on the podcast. Yeah. Now Stu's back. Stu, this is your thing, mate. You've got this.
Okay, so instead of asking what people's favourite wizards was, I asked people what spells they cast and how they would cast them. So I'll start off with my one and you do your one, so we'll do the listeners' ones. So mine would be to make people take a shit out of the dicks.
Fuck. What if they're...
I know.
If they're a lady, does it obviously work the same process?
Yeah, goes out the same hole, yeah.
Oh my God. Imagine the horror, like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, sit to your knees, like, rah! And is it all like, you can see it forcing its way down there. That's fucking awful, Stu. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Mine would be, I turn invisible, but only when people aren't looking.
That's already been done. That was in Magic Mystery Men.
I don't know what Magic Mystery Men is, in my defence.
Yeah, the Mystery Men, innit? That shit film with Ben Stiller
Kel.
In it. And Kel.
Yeah, Kel. It was Kel's power.
Oh, I don't know that one, then. I'm going to have to have a rethink. Go on, Ryan, what's yours?
Mine would be Face Force. Like Force Push, or Fuss Radar, but it's silent, and it comes from my face, directional, and it's used both by a neck thrust in that direction.
So you just jerk your head like a pigeon.
Yeah.
Knock people flying.
Yeah.
All right, so Stu... What people responses, my friend?
Okay, so lit gaming arena, Gificus Maximus, and the affected is incapable of pronouncing GIF with a hard G.
Diff with a hard...
As in that silly word he keeps saying, but he says GIF.
Oh, GIFs.
Yeah, which is a cleaning product.
It is.
It's a... And it's also a type of peanut butter.
Yeah, but it's certainly not a type of moving picture on the computer. Like a meme. It's not one of them, is it? All right, fair enough. That is a magic power. Fair enough, Lit Gaming Arena. Thanks for letting us know. Stu, who's next?
Killer Rabbit. At Killer Rabbit Pod. Yeah. Expelliarmus, which is a gut removal spell because fuck the gym.
No, fair. I could get behind that because I'm lazy and self-conscious, so I don't want to go to the gym. So if I could sign a spell to do it, but where would it go, though? Would it like be physically removed from you?
I don't know. I was thinking, apparently, it cast it by pressing a belly button. So I was like, well, if you were cast it on somebody else, would you have to wipe your belly button on somebody else to cast it?
It's a good question. I think it sounds like it's got to come out of somewhere. Yeah. I think you get a big greasy, like, load of shit and fat coming out of your ass afterwards. Yeah. You have to book the rest of the week off, put it that way.
It'd be worth it, though, wouldn't it?
Fuck, you would. I'd walk out with the body of an Adonis, but a really bad ass. So, who's next, Jay?
Grief Burrito.
Oh, yeah.
I've one that can create perfect coffee instantly for me and my friends. Satisfaction guaranteed. I had to ask him where it was being casted from. Suggested nips.
So you secrete like taps. Coffee?
coffee taps. So it's like, if you could use both nips at the same time, you get a double shot of espresso.
Check it out, Bert.
Not for him, it wouldn't, because he's got, like, calloused nipple ducts.
Oh, so right. He doesn't feel it.
Asbestos nip ducts.
So when we went to meet him and had a coffee, is that where it was coming from?
Yeah.
He was just there secreting coffee at the bar, hoping nobody noticed.
Yeah, he stood at the bar like he was ordering it, but it was actually just coming out of his nips.
Milking himself like a cow, just pouring on his nips simultaneously.
Does it come out like a steady tap? Or would it come out like cow's udders? And you'd have to like...
Yeah, I reckon squirt it.
Yeah, like a cow's udders, I reckon. You have to keep pulling on your nips. He's probably got very big nips where he's been pulling them a lot.
I'll have to ask him.
Well, next time we see him, we'll ask him.
Show us your nips.
That's wild. Show us your nipples. Who's next, Jim?
TB.
Oh, yeah.
At TeacherBloke85. I'd love to be able to jelly put, disappear from one place and reappear somewhere else with a bowl of jelly.
That's good. So it's like teleporting with an added bonus.
Yeah.
I like that, to be fair. That's quite good.
Yeah, as long as you don't teleport into a container of jelly, then you've got to fight your way out.
Like if you say the spell wrong, you just pop into a big load of jelly.
Yeah. Right. You just arrive covered in jelly.
You know, with teleporting, like, if it was real, and you were like, you have to think of where you want to be, and then like you cast, and then you'd be there. What if the place you were thinking, somebody had changed in the room, like somebody had moved the furniture about,
and you
teleported into the middle of a sofa or something?
It'd just be horrible existential horror, wouldn't it? You'd just like explode from the waist down.
It's like look down and you've got half a sofa sticking out of you.
Like that, and then you'd die.
Yeah.
What have you got next for us, then, Stu?
Justin the Pickle Witch.
Oh, yeah.
Hooked on Montana. Temporal Thickener. Stick a balloon inside a clock and then blow it up with an air compressor to expand time and make an hour take longer to pass than normal. That way you can edit a podcast in less time and have more time for games.
I really like the imagery of that one, with the balloon and the clock and everything.
Yeah.
That was very good.
He's thought about that a lot, hasn't he?
Yeah. It's clearly something he thinks about often when you start editing podcasts. I just want to go and play on games. But fair play. I mean, he's a pickle witch. Is it one of the powers he's got access to?
Yeah.
Or is he more just doing things with pickles in a cottage?
Yeah, he won't show you the process of pickling.
No, it's a secret.
Or what he pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be pickling anything in there.
And how he pickles.
We will never know.
Or what it's pickled in.
Yeah. Grim. Justin, tell us your secrets. Has, show us your nips. That's two we've got so far. Things we're demanding of people. Who's next, Jay?
LGA Code.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Justin's boss.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hypnosis, so everyone can listen to LGA.
Ooh, sneaky advertising there. I like it. But we would steal it and make it so that people listen to Shout Select instead. Using our magical powers, obviously.
Would you want everyone to listen to Shout Select?
Yes.
Be like the Queen?
Yeah.
Imagine it. Yeah. Philip, they're talking about thick boys again. Who's that boy that keeps saying it's cum?
Philip, what's a Tetris man?
I don't know, dear. Then he locks himself in his room and you go, that's a Tetris man visits him in the dead of night and does things with the A-shaped block you would not imagine. Yep, I've just suggested that Prince Philip gets bummed up the ass by the Tetris man. Only on Chart Select.
You want to be careful.
Yeah, I might disappear in the dead of night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Secret Service will be around.
Yeah, I might crash in the tunnel in France. Ooh, controversial. This could be our most controversial.
Yeah.
Our most controversial episode ever, this, isn't it? Mainly because of Ryan, but I'm just trying to get in there as well. All right, then. Before we get too controversial, do you have any more for us, Jay?
Yep. Ben Sanford. Seal your swammer. I don't know how you say that. Seal any arsehole shut. El Boro Loco. At Cthulhu sucks. A spell to get rid of my hemorrhoids.
I'm sure that's a basic spell, to be fair. I bet wizards don't have horrendous ass grapes.
Can you see my grapes?
Menelag, can you see my
grapes?
Could you extract my grapes, please, Menelag?
Dave Cooper.
Oh, yeah, our friend Dave.
He said, have a spell to be Batman and money. So I was saying, could you cast it and make it stack so you could be double Batman and double rich?
Double Batman.
What's the spell? What was the spell be? I mean, it wouldn't have to, like, kill your parents, would you?
Oh, that's true, isn't it?
Is that the spell?
That might be a prerequisite.
The Batman spell. And then you have to, like, go and stab your parents.
You have to sacrifice your parents. In an alley. And make people pray to you.
You have to stab your parents in an alley. Would be one of them. But you'd have to witness it, so you'd have to hire someone to do it.
Yeah, but they'd also act surprised.
The Canucanomicon.
Oh, yeah?
Flesh to gold. I would cast it by attending counter-protest at alt-right events and turning Nazis into gold, thereby crashing the price of gold and cause a downward economic trend, allowing the old world to die and a new world to take its place.
I like it. That's that's actually really well thought out, a fair play. I mean, who would be head of the new world, though? I suppose you.
Well, this guy that could turn bloody Nazis into gold.
Yeah, surely.
Clearly.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
You could just go to him and go, I think Craig's a Nazi, and then he'd turn you into gold.
Yeah, like, ba-ding! Got all those politicians on my right. Short Select, we're on the cutting edge. Yeah, there we go then, yeah. I like that one. That's good. Anyone to top that, Stu?
No, that's it.
Thanks for your What Reader responses, everybody. Nice to hear from you all. Some very good ideas there. The hemorrhoids one, I like that one.
Why do I say readers and not listeners?
That's a very good question. It's just what we called it, wasn't it? What reader responses?
It's what listeners. What people responses.
Oh, what people responses, that's it. Yeah, that's the one. I can't help it. I'm not very well. I'm going mad. I'm going mad, everybody.
Delirious.
It's the last time you'll ever see me on the podcast because I'll be dead. So on that cheerful note, next up, shall we set off for the Wizard's Tower, everyone?
Yes. Hello, it's me, Master Fenric, the first wizard mentioned on the list.
What? Are you casting a jingle spell?
Jingle spell, jingle spell. Jingle all the way. Yes. Hang on, I'll cast a spell. Give me a second. Oh no, it's paralysis. Help me, I cannot move.
Quick, push him down the stairs.
You could.
Well, someone just pushed Master Fenric down the stairs. I guess we're in charge of the Wizard's Tower today until he manages to get back up in the air until his paralysis spell wears off. So let's start. Of course, the Wizard's Tower, we have to do the little description. It's our games reviewing section of the podcast, where each one of us offers up a game to the tiering board of the Wizard's Tower review system. What's those tiers, guys? Remind our listeners.
So, we've got trash at the bottom.
Trash.
Followed by meh.
Meh.
Followed by okay.
Okay.
Then good, thick, sharp, and then wizard at the top.
Oh, say it again, Ryan.
Wizard.
Yeah, that's right. That's the tiers. So, Let's start this week with Stu, since it's been our holiday. What's your entry for the Wizard's Tower, Stu?
my entry is Naughty Bear, and it's going in the fucking trash.
Oh, I remember Naughty Bear. Go on, tell everyone about it.
It was... it looked like, on the trailer, it looked like Manhunt, but with, like, bears. Like, stuffed bears. Because it's like, you know, this angry bear fella, and he's had, like, had a bad day, and then he snaps, and he gets to go and kill all the other bears in the forest.
Yep, so it sounds like a really good premise.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I'm getting that, that sounds well good. Went off, down to Blockbuster, or Blobus.
Oh, Blobus, mate, rest in peace.
Yeah. Came back, slapped in the Xbox, and then was greeted by the biggest pile of shit I've ever witnessed.
Just badly executed, wasn't it?
Graphics were shit. The controls were dog wank.
Dog wank!
It was just boring. It was just shit. You didn't get like a proper weapon for ages. And it was just like a hide and seek game.
Yeah, so fair enough. It deserves going to the trash then, you'd say.
Yeah, it was shit. I think I played it for about an hour or so and then took it back. Said it was broke.
What year did that dismal pile of shit come out?
2010.
Wow. Fucking hell. Seems like a long time ago.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
That was dog shit, Stu. Fair play. So yeah, Naughty Bear in the trash where it belongs. Good shout. Ryan, what's your entry for today?
Dark Messiah of Might and Magic.
How apt.
Yeah. It's fucking ace. I love it, right? You play as Sarith. Who is the loyal disciple to Master Fenric. Who now works at the Wizard's Tower. And you have to... Well, the story's a bit weak. Because you have to just collect this... Shantiri crystal.
Oh, yeah, the Shantiri.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember now, yeah.
And then you have to go to find this woman. And there's a siege. And then you have to go to this random cave. And collect the Skull of Shadows.
Sorry.
Yeah. And then you collect the skull, then it turns out, spoiler alert for a game that's pretty old now, it turns out that you are the Dark Messiah.
Of Might and Magic.
Yeah, yeah. And you're basically trying to summon your dad again.
Oh, shit.
Who's like this big demon fella.
That's the one, yeah.
And Sarah's got no memory of this, which is weird. But you can, there's like alternate endings, you can choose to not do it. Yep. And then seal it forever, or open it and let him come out and everything. But it's so badly voice acted, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's so bad, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
As you can tell by our attempts at doing Master Fenric every episode.
Yeah, and the combat is fucking great. So he's got blocking and sword fighting and stuff, staffs and magic and...
Meat staffs.
Yeah.
What?
And daggers and all that stuff. And you can be any sort of character you want. You get different armour.
Yeah.
And there's multiple paths you can go to each objective. It's linear, but you can go different ways.
Like Dishonored or something.
Yeah.
So where's it going on the tier list then, right?
I'm gonna put it good.
Good?
Yeah.
You are a harsh judge. I always thought that was like your bag.
Yeah, it's not thick. It's just good playthrough, isn't it?
It's not thick. It's not like it's the stupidest thing I've ever suggested. Are you suggesting that it's thick? No, fair enough, Ryan. So that's going in the good category then.
Yeah. Dark Messiah.
Well, I'm going to go for a game that's somewhat older than that. It's the first game I ever played on the PlayStation 1. I'm going for Twisted Metal World Tour.
Right.
Remember that one? It was a car combat game, set in as the name suggests, set in various international locations, like Paris, so you could blow up the Eiffel Tower and stuff. And you got to choose a car, and it's all different weapons, and they got their own secret, like, not secret weapons, what do you call it? Like a signature move.
Special.
Yeah, you have to sort of take out all the other cars and be the last one standing. But some of the levels were well hard on it. There was an Antarctica level that was all falling apart. And there's an Antarctic level that was all falling apart, so you couldn't stay out on the ice for long. It was a fucking well good game. You'd be Sweet Tooth, who's an evil ice cream van. Did we talk about Sweet Tooth last week? We did, didn't we?
Yeah,
it's all coming back to me. But yeah, because we did talk about Axel, didn't we, with his BJ power.
Yeah,
whatever that is. But yeah, very good game. I love Twisted Metal World Tour. The graphics have aged absolutely horribly, though. If you play it nowadays, your eyes will have a stroke. But I will give it. Let's have a look on the old tiers as I work out where I'm going to put this one. I mean, it would have been higher back in the day, but I'm going to say good. It's because it is still playable and you can still have fun with it, but it does look like someone's. It doesn't like there's been an explosion in the graphics factory.
They're very generous with your scores then.
Yeah, I see. We have different approaches, don't we? Don't you think, Stu? Different approaches.
What if you put it in?
Good.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So that was the Wizard's Tower. Oh, hey, Fenric, you alright, mate?
No, I fell down the stairs. How are we all leaving the tower today, everybody?
I shall rappel out of the window. Bye.
Wait, you forgot to tie the rope. Fuck, how are you getting down, Master Wizard 2?
He's already left. I am Master Wizard 1.
If I get confused, you have very similar names. How are you getting down?
Oh, fuck.
I will leave you to think whilst I ride this flying donkey off the edge of the tower. Oh shit, it's not the flying.
I will cast this spell from this leather-bound tome. Tower Explodius.
I'll just ride it out.
Just fight
like
it out.
A fountain.
Fight it out without this slit-shaped chimney on top of the tower.
I was ejaculated out the top of the tower.
Some say it looks like a meatus. I think it's a lie. I think people are sick. Which leads us on to the final part of the podcast. It's the sexy name game, everyone. Stuart, have you actually come back to us on the sexy name game?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nyla.
So people prefer it to the arcade name game then, that's safe to say.
Yeah, I've had a couple of entries.
Excellent. Well,
only after one fella though.
So that's okay.
Need more people.
Yeah, more people get involved with this game. There's prizes involved. Real life physical prizes. Not just Ryan being Buffalo Bill, there's other prizes as well. So last week's was, of course, the sensually sleek, sexily speedy blue boy and his sexually charged rivalry with a hot-headed, masculine red beast, master of fisting. That was Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah.
If you got that, well done. You're good at the sexy name game, and the prize may be yours. So what about this week's, I hear you ask? Are you ready for this? Are you ready, Stu? Ready, Ryan?
Yeah.
The wet, intense adventures of a sub-hunk and his amorous encounters with leather-clad thick boys and his sexy, slithering Irish dom.
Read it out one more time.
In normal voice or still sexy?
Yeah, just read it. Well, read it out a bit clearer for everybody
else. She's gone, we've lost him. So it's the wet, intense adventures of a sub-hunk and his amorous encounters with leather-clad thick boys and his sexy, slithering Irish dom.
There you go.
Just out of curiosity, do you guys know? Do you think you know what it is?
Yeah, I think I know what it is, yeah.
All right, cool. Maybe I was making them too difficult before, I don't know. But there you go. That was the sexy name game. Get your entries into @ShartSelectPod on Twitter. On Twitter, and you could win prizes. We'll get Ryan to come down and be bawdy in your house for a bit. Yeah. Oh, get your chits out and all that kind of
thing. And I'll be Buffalo Bill. Do really intense thingy with you.
I'll be the dog in the basket and Stu can be the lotion. Come on, get it done, everyone. So that was another episode of Shart Select. Would you agree?
Yep.
All right, very cool. And it's Ryan's favourite part, it's the outro.
Yep, it is.
I love our listeners. I think our listeners are great. And thanks for listening. And we hope you listen forever. There you go.
Yeah, listen forever.
You're sounding like an order, Ryan. Mine was like a nice message. Listen
forever.
Never leave.
Fucking listen forever. Ooh, get your tits out. That kind of thing. Stu, any messages of love for our listeners?
Stay in school.
Stay in school, don't do drugs.
Yeah.
And naturally, keep an eye out for the Podverse. That's an ongoing thing.
Unless you need to do drugs.
Yeah, they might be poorly.
Yeah. Do prescription drugs if you need them, kids.
Yeah, do the drugs you're prescribed to do.
Yeah, I like that. See, we're just thinking of the people, aren't we? Yeah. All right, wicked then. So I believe that's it for Shouts Like this week. Ryan, do you want to do anything?
Are you clearing the podcast this week?
Am I clearing the podcast this week? I have got a drink. I could just make a funny high pitched noise to end it. You ready? Ready, Stu?
Come
on. How was that?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Yeah, that was a successful show. Well done, guys.
Hi.
So, Ryan, why?
Toad.
What?
Hi.
Who are you calling Toad?
Fuck you.
You fucking chode!